Today on A Moment of Science, we're conducting an experiment on sleep deprivation. On my right, we have my friend Bob, who hasn't slept in 88 hours straight. Bob? Okay, so he's pretty unresponsive. And on my left, we have Don, who has been restricted to no more than 4 hours of sleep a night for the past 2 weeks. How are you feeling, Don?
Well, I'm a little tired, Yael, but not as tired as Bob over there, who I think is drooling.
If you've ever relied on a doctor or an airline pilot, then you know there's a lot at stake over whether Don is telling the truth about how tired he feels.
Of course I'm telling the truth. I feel fine.
Well, you might think you feel fine, but I have in front of me the results of the cognitive performance tests both you and Bob over here took earlier today. And guess what? Don?
Huh? What?
These cognitive performance tests show that both you and Bob are having equal trouble performing some pretty basic tasks.
But Bob hasn't slept in 3 days.
Exactly. So that means that even missing only a couple of hours of sleep a night really adds up if you do it every night. In other words, sleep debt is cumulative, and right now you have no more business going out there and driving a car than Bob does. What's more, you're so tired right now that you can't even properly evaluate how tired you are, which makes your sleep debt even more dangerous.
Guess I better catch up on some Z's.
Looks like Bob's beaten you to it.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown, with help from Bruce Martin in the Medical Sciences program. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.